Have you taken the time today to self-reflect on who you are? To ask yourself, what are you doing and who you really are as a person? Welcome to Beyond Unstoppable. My name is Noelle. This is episode number 9, and this is going to be a very, very chill episode. I am actually sitting here at my desk. I am recording this episode, and it is so, so cold. It's raining outside. I have my heater on, and I absolutely love this weather. Get comfy. And let's get started. Today, I was thinking about self-reflection and self-awareness and just pretty much asking myself of several things that I haven't really taken the time to ask myself. So I just wanted to ask you if you have taken the time to do so, because it's so easy to get caught up in our everyday life. It's so easy to forget to have these questions and, you know, to get to know ourselves more, to dive deeper than what we already know of ourselves. People say you never really get to know a person completely. And I truly believe that. And I believe that about ourselves also. I think that getting to know ourselves, it's a long, long life process. It's a whole journey that we have to take. And I believe that it is beautiful to learn who you are, what you like, what you don't like, what are your weaknesses, what are your strengths, what are you most proud of in your life, in your career, in your relationship with your kids, with yourself. What is that thing that triggers you? What are those topics that trigger you? What are the topics that excite you and make you happy? I guess my whole idea of this episode is so you can get to know yourself a little bit more. Don't be afraid to understand who you are. Don't be afraid to dive deeper into your soul. Get excited to know that there's so much more inside of you waiting so you can bring it to life. And it is very simple. But sometimes simple things can also be very difficult to do. Or maybe it's because we take simple things for granted and we don't really see the value until we start practicing that simple can be very beautiful. You can ask yourself certain questions and get to know yourself. Get to know yourself better every single day. And the more that you dive deeper, the more that you will get to know yourself, the more that it's going to influence you to make the right decisions, to know your boundaries, to know what you love and what you don't love, to know exactly who you want in your life and who you don't want in your life. It's also about knowing what is important in your life. You know, what matters the most in your life? What are you scared of? And I guess it's also a way to appreciate the things that we have, appreciate our present. Be mindful of our surroundings, of our interactions, our environment, and just have fun with it. Know that you can create a habit of asking yourself these questions and just know that you have the decision every single day to check in with yourself more than you check in with anybody else. And just enjoy the process. Enjoy this journey of self-discovery, of self-awareness, of self-reflection, of self-love. It is beautiful once you take the time to really find out who you are, to really find out what you love and what brings you joy. A lot of the times we turn a certain age and we look back and we find out, wow, I never knew this about me. I never knew I liked this. I never knew I was interested in doing this and doing that. And that goes back to we never took the time. Don't let another day, don't let another week, another month, another year go by without investing time into yourself, into diving deeper and enjoying it, because it will be life-changing. Don't feel bad if you feel like you haven't been doing it. This is not like you start today and in a month you know yourself completely. It doesn't work like that. It is a whole process of a lifetime. It's a never-ending growth, never-ending process. But the more that you know about yourself, the more that you dive deep, is the more that you truly know what you want in your life, and you will find yourself less confused or less sad. And you will really know why you're feeling a certain way, why you're not happy with your life, why you're not doing what you really love. This is all about you. And it's also about improving your relationships. You gain clarity of your thoughts, of your decisions, and everything that you do in your life, because now you see it from a rounded perspective with the pros and the cons and the other important details, rather than not really knowing what's going on or being very indecisive. It's going to make you make better choices, and you're really going to get to know your values, your true values, and you're going to spend your time thinking about what really matters to you rather than thinking about something that is so insignificant, but it's affecting your emotional state, your state of mind, your decisions. It's very helpful when you know exactly what you want and what you don't want, and you get better sleep. That's also another benefit of self-reflecting and really getting to know yourself, getting to know your body. When you feel tired, when you know you have to get some rest, when you know that you have to wake up early the next day, and you're aware of that and you're not just ignoring it or thinking it's okay and not really acknowledging what your body's telling you, you will definitely have more restful nights in general, and it's really just gonna help you. You will have less stress and anxiety, because knowing yourself more intimately, you become more confident in yourself and your actions. You are grounded in your sense of self. You worry less about the what ifs, and you truly focus more on the things that you can do to best align with your mind, with your soul, with your actions, with your thoughts. You will just find yourself in peace and find yourself so much more grounded. And you're probably asking, well, okay, I asked myself all these questions, now what? Well, you just need to be able to think clearly and find yourself time during your day and choose a quiet and peaceful environment. It can be your bed, it can be your room inside your car, and it can be at the park, at the beach, and sit with yourself. Sit with what's going on in your mind. Sit with what's going on in your body, and just enjoy yourself. And I guess one of the things would be to ask yourself, why do you act the way that you act? Why do you think the way that you think? And, you know, some whys are easier than others, that's for sure. But there's always a root cause of why we do things. There's always a reason why we act a certain way. There's a reason why we go to sleep early. There's a reason why we wake up early the next day, why we drink water, why we don't drink water. And really find the answers for yourself, because it's really going to help you. And ask what, where, and who. Those are also the other three questions that I really love, because it really, really sets up the tone for self-awareness in your life. You know, if you did something that you were not happy, you're not happy with what you did, you know, ask yourself, what would I have done differently? Where do I want to get to? Or who do I want to be? Those kind of questions are key. And ask yourself how you can change the situation, how you could have changed, or not could have, but how you can change the situation for a future situation. The could have, would have, didn't, obviously they don't exist. And now it's time to really look into the future, look into your present. More importantly, be present, be mindful, and ask yourself, you know, these questions, and ask yourself why, ask yourself what, where, who, and ask yourself how. How can you improve yourself next time? How can you treat the situation differently? And honestly, just give yourself time. Give yourself time to sit with this, because it can be uncomfortable. It can feel weird, because you're not used to it, right? This is not a habit that you have, but just taking the time and just knowing that the more that you practice it, the more that you do it, the more that you're going to feel better about doing it. And it's not only going to be something that you know you have to do, it's going to be a must in your everyday life. And if you feel uncomfortable, it's okay to not feel comfortable doing this. And this is definitely not the case for everybody, but if you're, you know, struggling and with the whole process, well, just ask for help. Reach out to me. I can talk to you. Reach out to books, to somebody that you trust. And I'm sure when you talk to somebody else, when they show that they can help you and you get that support, you will feel better. I just really wanted to tackle down these things because it is important to check in with ourselves and just dig deep and unravel and know that we are here for a reason. We are here to empower, to heal, to conquer everything that we decide to do. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you on my next episode.